Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome, everybody, to Feedback. 6 minutes after 8 in the AM, 715-845-2155 is the phone number if you want to be a part of it. Very quickly, I want to hit on a subject of hypocrisy. Yesterday, I came out very strong, and I said, listen, with this murder of the 88-year-old World War II veteran beaten to death in the parking lot of the Eagles Club that he was going in to play pool, two 16-year-old black youths were arrested and are being charged with his death. It seems that it was a racially motivated crime. I came out very strong and said, listen, if you're going to come out and you've got something to say regarding Trayvon Martin and the George Zimmerman case, where are you now? Where are you now making an issue of two black teens beating to death an 88-year-old white World War II veteran? Where are you? Absent. That's where you are. It's disgusting. But I also said one of the things that absolutely infuriates me about this is hypocrisy, that an individual will yell and scream when it's white on black or Hispanic on black crime, but you don't say anything when it's black on white crime or black on Hispanic crime or even black on black crime. Nothing. Not a word. Well, I've got to stand by what I say. If I'm going to stand up for what I believe are racial injustices on that side, I got to stand up for when there is racial injustice from a white business owner to a black family. And if that happens, it's deplorable, it's unacceptable, but I can't let it go without making a comment on it. If I'm going to comment on one, I got to comment on the other. So I bring to your attention a family in South Carolina. This is the story that comes to us via USA Today. They say that a black South Carolina man says a restaurant in North Charleston refused to seat his party of 25 family and friends and asked the group to leave after a white customer complained of feeling threatened. This is coming from the family that was asked to leave. They say a white customer complained about feeling threatened and asked them to leave. The man, whose name is Michael Brown, also known as Mike London, could not be reached, but in his Facebook posts, he gives details of the incident. He says that he and his family arrived at the Wild Wing Cafe in order to celebrate his cousin's last day in town. The group, according to him, waited very patiently before being told that a white customer was threatened by them and asked to leave. They allegedly waited there 2 hours. Brown wrote on his Facebook page, the manager looked me dead in the face and said she was refusing a service because she had the right to and simply felt like it. Okay. Now, I am going to bet that there's some emotion on both sides. So we're going to have to look at this again through the lens of common sense. Let me share with you an experience that I have had with a restaurant. And I don't know if you know this or not. I am not black. I don't know if this is going to come as a shock to any of you. I am a white guy. All right. So had a large party of individuals. We got ready to go somewhere and I called ahead to let them know we were coming. And I was told, don't bother coming. We will not seat a party that large. I said, what do you mean you won't seat a party? The response was, you will take up the entire segment of the dining room, and we're not going to allow one party to take over one segment of the entire dining room. Well, my argument was, okay, would you rather have eight couples, or 16 individuals, you know, as a group? Doesn't matter. We're not going to do it. And they flat turned us away. Okay. All right. It had nothing to do with the color of my skin.
Why in the world would a restaurant turn down sure money like that? That makes no sense whatsoever.
It had to do with the room that we were going to be in was the only segment that they had. This is back in the day when they had smoking and non-smoking segregated, And basically, we were going to take up their entire non-smoking little area in the back for this private birthday party. And they flat out said, no, we're not going to give that entire area to one group. It made no sense to me. But instead of arguing, I said, okay, I'm going to go somewhere else.
But the way it sounds is this guy's group was not turned away because they were too large.
Exactly. I'm just giving you an example of why a restaurant might turn away a large party that's not racially motivated. There's also been circumstances where I've gone to a restaurant. Let me look at it on the flip side. I've gone to a restaurant, brand new, fancy place, and have been told, well, sir, it'll be a 30 to 45 minute wait. Okay, we've heard the food is really good. This is a special experience. Yeah, okay, 30 minutes, 45 minutes is pushing it. Okay, we'll wait. 2 hours? No way. And for a place called, it's a wing place? Wings? How good are their wings that you're willing to wait there for 2 hours? I don't know. I don't know, man. If he literally and his family waited there for 2 hours, I commend you because you've got a heck of a lot more patience than I do. You know, 30 minutes is usually my max, and the food better be doggone good for me to wait 30 minutes. I've never voluntarily waited an hour for any place, ever. So now let's take a look at this, though. You know how I feel about one individual making the call on the whole group. I talked about earlier this morning that in Pinellas County, Florida, the school system there is no longer going to allow their cheerleaders of their high schools to wear their cheerleading outfits on Fridays for pep rallies and spirit day and so forth prior to the football games. Why? Because all of a sudden they've realized, oh my gosh, the cheerleader outfits are short skirts and that violates dress code. Apparently, they've only been playing football there forever. And you know why this is being brought to the attention? That's exactly right. One family complained because their precious little snowflake daughter was sent home to change after coming to school wearing a skirt that was too short. Violation of dress code. So instead of saying, dear precious snowflake, you know the dress code. You know that that dress would have made Miley Cyrus blush. You probably ought to change clothes. Now go back and behave and attend class. Oh, no, no, no. No, they decided that them getting in trouble for their precious little snowflake not being able to wear her slut clothing to school, they got to call up and say, well, you know, the cheerleader's outfits are shorter than this.
Her what?
You heard me. And so exactly this is the problem. The school system, instead of having a spine, instead of doing what's right.
Her what?
You heard me.
A short skirt makes her a slut?
Stop. You're diverting the issue. The whole point is that one family decides that they're going to cause a problem because their precious little snowflake didn't get her way. So now they're going to ruin the ability of the cheerleaders to wear the outfits. This is ridiculous. It is, simply put, a case of political correctness run amok. So now let's take this and apply it to this restaurant. If indeed this restaurant denied service to a group of 25 black individuals because one single white person in the restaurant felt threatened, then you tell the white person to suck it up or get out. You feel threatened. Really? There's the door. Have a nice day. I got 25 customers that are coming in here. You feel threatened by them? You don't have to eat here. Have a nice day. But they chose to tell the family, bye-bye, according to the story. Now, if that's the case, absolutely inappropriate. Absolutely inappropriate. And this family has a right to be upset. Absolutely has a right to be upset. There is a group photo of these people, okay? They're not dressed up in gang attire. They don't look like thugs. They don't look like criminals. They look like a family that's coming in to eat. I look like my family. There's no reason for them to have been told to leave. But here's the thing. If indeed the restaurant looked at them and said, this looks like a bunch of gangbangers to me. It looks like they're going to come in and cause trouble. Then, yes, the restaurant has the right to say, no, we're not going to allow a group of hoodlums, a group of thugs to come in and cause a problem in my restaurant. Not going to happen. Then, yes, the restaurant. But then the restaurant has to stand up and say, we made this decision. This is why. And we are standing up for what we believe in. We are standing behind our decision. Nope. It's not what's happening. The management basically apologized all over themselves. The manager that told the family to leave after waiting 2 hours has been placed on leave while there's an investigation. Other upper-level management of the chain tried to offer free meals to the family, basically to get them to not pursue it any further. And the family said, no, this is more important. If we want to have a society where we are able to look at each other and deal with each other and not have the color of our skin be considered, then this kind of garbage has to stop. It has to stop where ignorant people are discriminating against others simply because of the color of the skin. It's got to stop. This is pure ignorance. And for white businesses to discriminate against black individuals, it's not helping anything. You're not proving that you're right and that you know better. You are causing more racial division. You are causing more anger and division. And you are so far behind the times. And if you are a black family or a black individual that are harassing Hispanics, Asians, whites, because of their skin, you're not helping with the race issue either. You are turning back time and erasing and damaging a lot of progress that a lot of people have made and have sacrificed blood, sweat, and tears for, and you are damaging it. Both sides. Absolute ignorance. It comes down to this. When you take a look at somebody and you decide whether you want to do business with them, you want to be friends with them, you want to go out to dinner with them, you want to go to their church, based on content of character, not color of the skin, then we don't have to waste any more time having conversations like this. 715-845-2155 if you want to be a part of the show.
To start your day,
Feedback at 8.
The biggest talkers.
And did we mention baseball?
There's only one station that delivers it all.
Every day.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.